understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning from Marion, Kentucky. Back in the big chill again, down in the teens this morning. Ready for spring, and hopefully it's just around the corner, and we can already begin to think about the days getting longer, exponentially longer, if you will, because a week from Sunday, we will spring forward and move our clocks as daylight saving time begins on Sunday, March 8th. And this season also brings with it the wildfire hazard season in Kentucky. You must know that right now, actually it started February 15th, there is a law in the state that prohibits you from burning outdoors during daylight hours if you are within 150 feet of a grassland or a woodlot, which if you are in Marion, Kentucky, or Crittenden County, that's just about everywhere. So we've had a number of fires recently, and in some of those cases, people were illegally burning. It's just a very volatile time. It's a tinderbox out there with everything dead. The grass is dead. The leaves are drying out now a bit from all that snow and the wind. And you take that mixture and just a spark or a small flame, and it can get out of control in a hurry. And it's really keeping our fire departments busy. So let's do our part and abide by the Kentucky wildfire hazard season. And no burning during the day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Well, the town hall meeting on Saturday out at Shady Grove went over well. That's the second meeting in a series, or I should say forum, not a meeting. It's a speaking forum for candidates for the May primary election in Crittenden County, and a nice crowd out at Shady Grove on Saturday. I wasn't there, but I understand it was a nice crowd. The next event is several days off. March 12th will be the Mattoon forum. That will be at the Mattoon Volunteer Fire Department, and that'll be at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 12th. Now going forward, there will be a couple more of those. Tulu, April 18th, that'll be on a Saturday at 2 p.m. and then at Foes Hall in Marion on May 9th, 5:30 p.m. and that'll wrap up those public forums here in Crittenden County. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Something you'll want to get on your fun calendar, if you will, coming up, it's still quite a ways off, but I want you to get this on your radar. It's on April 11th. It'll be on a Saturday morning, and it'll be out at the former Armory, the County Recreation Center. It's the Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce Home and Garden event. They're looking for vendors and sponsors for that, so if you're interested, give the chamber a shout. There's a fee to set up if you're a vendor. It'll be $35 for those who are Crittenden County Chamber members and $50 for non-members. Sounds like a pretty nice event shaping up. First time I ever remember us having a home and garden event in Crittenden County. Some of you have been asking about the free dump days that we traditionally have in the spring. It's my understanding from the fiscal court meeting last week that that is not going to happen this year. In fact, we did not have one last year either. County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb told the magistrates in the crowd that that's a $80,000 expense to put that on. And right now, the county in the current financial climate does not have that kind of money to spend on free dump days. So no free dump days here in the spring of 2026. In local meetings this week, Crittenden County Board of Education meets 5:30 p.m. on Thursday. That will be out at the Rocket Arena. And your Crittenden County Public Library will meet at 5:30 p.m. on the same evening, February 26th. That's out at the library, of course. And I will also remind you that on March the 2nd at 5 p.m., that is on a Monday night, there will be the latest in a series of meetings for the America 250 celebration, which they are locally calling the Legacy of Liberty event. This is going to be that huge event in late June, and just a whole lot of planning goes into this. If you're interested in being involved, the next meeting, 5 p.m. March 2nd at the Crittenden County Public Library. And for all you collectors, sports cards, baseball card enthusiasts, this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at Crittenden County Fairgrounds, there inside the Lions Club building, there will be a card show, a collectibles and card show. Baseball cards, football cards, basketball, hockey, soccer, all kinds of stuff. Pokemon collectibles. There'll be a number of dealers there. It's my understanding from talking to the organizer, James Duncan. Of course, Officer Duncan is the school resource officer out to elementary school. Many people know him, and he's a county deputy as well. But he's the guy putting this on, and sounds like a great time. Everybody loves baseball cards and football cards, especially those of us who were into those things back in the day. And he's going to have quite a show out there. So it's free. You can go just browse around. Take your cards out if you have some you want to try to sell. Or if you're in the buying mode, you can purchase cards while you're there. So go check that out. It's really cool. And on another note, spoke with Junior Duncan this week. He stopped by the Crittenden Press. He's running some advertising that'll start this week. And he tells us that effective immediately, Duncan Service Center will no longer be offering financing on repair work. All repairs will have to be paid in full at the time the vehicle is picked up. And then if you don't pick it up on time, there'll be a storage fee of $25 a day assessed on those vehicles that are not promptly retrieved and paid for. Again, that's at Duncan Service Center in Marion, Kentucky. And now here's some tax talk from Main Street in Marion, Kentucky.
Well, of course, it's still tax season, and I have with me today the franchisee of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, in Rosa Claire, Illinois, Jennifer Reckinger. And Jennifer, tell us about this online filing system that you have. Folks don't even have to come into your office.
Right, yeah. So you can actually upload your documents digitally to us so we can prepare the return, and then we can send this over to you for approval. So you don't even have to step foot into our office at all for us to be able to prepare your tax return.
And can those same people qualify for the early refund?
They sure can, yes. So we can still do your tax return, and you can still qualify for that refund advance loan.
All right, yes. Jennifer, well, a lot of options at H&R Block and Mary and Rosa Claire. Thank you.
So it's district tournament time for basketball, and the 5th District tournament kicks off tonight at Rocket Arena. Crittenden County will host the boys and the girls tournament here this week. The girls' action tips off tonight at 6 p.m. with your Crittenden County Lady Rockets, the number one seed in the tournament, taking on Livingston Central. And then at 7:30 p.m. for the nightcap. Lyon County will take on Trigg County. Now, tomorrow night, the boys' action will get underway at 6 p.m. with tip-off between Crittenden County and Lyon County. Lyon County is the number one seed and a very formidable opponent, one of the best in the state, and the reigning All-A state champion. Then at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday will be the nightcap in the boys' opening round, which will feature Livingston Central taking on Trigg County. Now the girls' championship will be at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, and the boys, same time, 6:30 p.m. on Friday night. Next week will be the regional tournaments, and for all of you who have been asking, the girls' regional tournament will be at Hopkins Central this year. And in outdoors, I had someone ask me over the weekend, what could people be outside shooting at this time of year at night? Well, it's still raccoon season. It's still coyote season. So those folks are still out there tracking raccoons, and bobcat trapping season still open. Squirrel season still open. But it's starting to fade fast. Most of those seasons will go out on February 28th. And then outdoorsmen will be looking toward the spring turkey seasons. That youth hunt will be April 4th and 5th. And the general wild turkey season across the state of Kentucky, April 8th. 18th through May 10th. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Appreciate you joining in, and we'll talk to you later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.